What's cracking, guys? Pepto drives for the first time, Kyle tunes Wygo van, and we got some VTEC club action after this. What's cracking, guys? Welcome back to yet again another episode of the Honda Recap. If this is the first time you're watching, essentially what I'm trying to do here is go over everything that's gone on in the Honda universe here on YouTube and bring it into one little cohesive episode. So if you don't have time to binge on your favorite YouTubers here on YouTube, I kind of sit down, go over the highlights of what's going on with your favorite creators, because I know a lot of you out there have school, work, kids, family, and a bunch of other stuff going on in your life that you can't sit there and watch just 20 or 30 minute episodes of your favorite creators. So that's what we're doing here, Monday nights, 8 p.m. So make sure you hit that subscribe button, hit that thumbs up and that bell, because I'm here every single Monday night at 8 p.m. with everybody going live right now in Premiere. What's up to you guys? Thanks for tuning in for yet again another episode of the Honda Recap. Like I said earlier, there's some VTEC club action out there on the internet. La Tommy Law, I know, did some. Just for Fun did some as well. So I'm really happy about that. Chuck Walla Raceway looked great. So I'm really happy about all the people that are doing that. VTEC club is one of those things that I definitely want to join in. If I can't do it this year, next year, 100%. Anyways, guys, with that said, let's go ahead and jump in with what's been going on this week in the Honda universe on YouTube. And I want to kick this off with Bodhi Vision. If you haven't been following along, you do know that this guy has Project Pepto. It's a super pink JDM front Integra. He did some cantilever suspension in the rear, and he actually got to see it in action in the latest video here. He's got the B20 with the turbo on a base map, so it was enough to kind of drive around, make sure that the brakes worked, can see the cantilever in action, and make sure that the whole car was able to run under its own power. Props to you, man. I know you're working on another car in the garage right now. I think it's a track EK9 inspired sedan, so it's looking awesome, really good. I know you're over there painting it white, waiting for the weather to kind of warm up, but Project Pepto is running under its own power, so definitely check out Bodhi Vision. Following that, we got Shades Wade out there with the K20A swapped DC5, one of the coolest ones we got out there, next to Serg Motive, who's also doing some awesome stuff with his DC5. I think he's out at the raceway right now, so I'm really curious to see what power he's putting down and what times he's putting down as well. But Shades Wade has been working on the car for quite some time. He actually worked with Camo FK8, who lives in Australia, who's able to give him some right-hand drive wipers and a bunch of other stuff to allow him to install a Groupon intake for the DC5. As you all know, in order to actually make this happen, you have to install it, and it takes up kind of the area of the wipers. So you kind of need to go with a right-hand drive wiper mechanism. But Shades actually found out that you can't do that. We can't do that with the actual way that the windshield is designed on left-hand drive cars. You got to cut too much. You need a whole windshield. So honestly, the whole wiper thing was only going to work with right-hand drive, but that didn't stop him. He was able to actually get the Groupon installed. I think he's the only person right now, as far as I know of, at least here in the States, that has a Groupon installed on left-hand drive car, obviously. But it sounds great. It's got a huge chamber, and the intake, it actually comes up right at the wiper, so the sound and the throttle response is insane. If you haven't been following along, definitely check out Shades Wade's channel. He's got a bunch of videos up right now of it ripping and POV action. It's awesome. Following that, we got Young Static, the EF God, and he's about to show us why we give him that title, because this is part one of showing you how to K-swap an EF Wago van. So as of right now, he's got the engine out of the Wago van, and he's showing you what he has to do to get the K series in there. This is going to be a definite multi-part how to actually make this happen. Most of you know that he's got a K swap in his wagon. He's obviously a huge wagon enthusiast. His brother has, I think, two of them, an actual RT four-wheel drive. He has a couple front-wheel drives as well. So this is the guy to watch if you're interested in doing it, putting a K-Series in your EF or your Wago van. It's really cool of how much knowledge he actually has for those Wagos. So as he goes through it, I know he's going to drop a bunch of little tidbits. But definitely check out Young Status' latest videos. Watching around, part one just dropped. The next one is going to be great. They have a bunch of awesome parts that are going to help put this build together. Following that, we got Chris Sadowski finally finishing the DA right-hand drive conversion for IFO. He actually nailed this in about 2 months, I think, maybe give or take, but sourcing everything, getting everything drilled out, welded up back together, the motor back in the car, and driving with the help of AD with the wiring, because AD is just a wiring god. We all kind of know this already. But he was able to make it out to IFO. He's kind of getting all the kinks sorted out right now. But proud of you, man. You didn't stop. I know we've talked like on Instagram with a bunch of group members and stuff like that, asking questions, how do I figure this out? But it was day and night, watching videos, researching, doing everything he had to do when he knew the clip was going to arrive at his house to get everything sorted recorded, but you know what? Props to you, dude. You didn't stop. Everything got done. The car is back together. I think you're the only right-hand drive DA9 currently on YouTube. So props to you, man. I don't know who's going to follow you in your footsteps. Well, at least the DA9 EFs, there's a lot of right-hand drive EF hatches and things like that on there. But that's all you, bro. Following that, we got Zosh dropping the CRV. We all knew this was going to happen. So we partnered up with his friends at Function and Form. They hooked him up with a cool new set of suspension, and just in typical Zosh fashion, he started breaking some bolts, but that didn't stop him. He got everything taken care of. Actually only takes the guy like maybe 30-40 minutes to actually get some suspension in these Hondas now, you know what I mean? The man is a veteran at this point. One of his latest videos, he actually swapped the springs on Crustina. It didn't take him that long, so doing everything he needed to do in the CRV worked out well. With the help of Randy putting the beats in the car for him, this daily driver is turning into be one hell of a ride, man. And it's gonna be more and more awesome with the rest of the parts that you have lined up for this. Following that, we got Boosted Boys. If you guys obviously been following along with him, you know when they went out to Cletus and Cars, he blew up the K20A2. Right now he's got a K20A3 with the same turbo setup on it. At PFI, Brent kind of over his shoulder giving him some highlights of how to actually tune the car himself. Obviously, Kyle has tuned kind of some other cars lightly, you know, getting them base maps working, but actually on the dyno, making an actual tune for his car, I don't think he's actually done before. So it's really cool to see that you're out there right now tuning your car. I think you just passed 300 horsepower with the turbo, which is respectable for the K20A3 because it is an EP3 SI motor, base RSX. They're not really meant for high boost, but they do take boost fairly well. 300 horsepower is going to be really fun. You can daily drive it again. I know you and Amelia just got your four piston heads and all the bottom ends. It's only a matter of time before Wagovan's going to be up at the 600, 700, or 800 horsepower mark. So enjoy this 300 while you have it, man. Next up, we got Adam Ivel with the EP3. All the work that has been done in this car, he wanted to take it to MOT to get everything figured out. I think MOT is kind of like registration or road registration out there in the UK. I think some people on the East Coast have this as well. I don't think it's actually called MOT, but it's just making sure that, you know, blinkers work, brakes work, the car is actually safe to drive, and then you're good to go. Here in California, we literally, it seems weird, you can drive around with just whatever working, but if your car doesn't, you know, smog well, you can't drive the car at all. So give and take, you know. Super excited out there for Adam. I think he had a caliper seized, but he's getting that fixed up because this is the last thing he needs to get the EP3 Type R on the road. So if you guys haven't been following along, definitely check out Adam's latest videos because he's doing a bunch of work out there, hanging out with Tom Peck, putting some EP3 love, and I'm really, really excited to see the EK that he's building outside start to get on the way. Next up, we got Mega Spool. This guy's building an all-wheel drive caged Civic, but what he's more known for is these crazy tubular trailing arms that he's been building in his garage for quite some time. I think he's actually going to be in one of the latest Humble Performance videos and the trailing arms right now. They're actually incredibly nice to look at. He did all the fabrication in-house. Aside from those building, he doesn't have a lift in his garage, but he did decide to lift his car in some crazy way. He made like a giant rolling cart to put his car on so that he can get under it. I don't know how you're gonna get it off that, because putting it on was probably one of the sketchiest things I've seen in a very, very long time. I saw the way you were doing it and your face, I know, and even you said in your video, you're just like, I don't know how we did this. But really cool to see the ingenuity making this weird cart that you were able to lift the car up with just wood and jack stands and get it on top so you can roll it around and actually get under your car. Definitely check out Megaspool's latest videos. He's got amazing fabrication content. All right, next up, we got a channel I don't really talk about, and that's More Skids. A lot of these guys are doing drifting, but DJ does have an EF hatch, so he's been building that for quite some time. He's been building that for a little bit now. He put a Z6 swap in it, and I think he got an SI trans. He got some eBay coilovers. He's got a bunch of little things he's been doing to the car, so the motor is on its way to getting started. It's got a few hiccups he's got to figure out right there, but he's replacing all the ball joints and bushings in the car to kind of get the drivability sake going on right now. It's really fun to watch that because I think he's the only Honda on the channel, so having it being an EF hatch is really exciting because, you know what, we love EF content. So props to you, DJ. Good job on the car choice, and I love the fact that you guys are making so much more content. Speaking of more content, I can't wait for Hunter Tuned to make more content because I know you guys have been following along, and if you haven't, Hunter finally got a shop space. He got a dyno. He got his hatch strapped down finally. It was a little sketchy for a while. I think he only had rear straps for a bit, and it was getting a little shaky, bro. But you got everything figured out in your latest video as you kind of talked us through how you're doing this. It's kind of an older style dyno, but he was able to actually get it all the way out to Wisconsin in the garage, set up, fully lighted in the garage now, man. I'm hella proud of you, from just starting in your garage doing butt dyno stuff to actually having a dyno. Shopping a dyno is what Hunter Tune has been after for like the past year and a half. But you know what? You made it happen, so I can't wait to see the rest of the cars. I want to see what Michael's cars put down, Christian's cars put down, and you seeing what that hatch actually puts down number-wise, because we already know it did 10s out there on the drag strip. So I want to see the numbers that you made just literally tuning the car up and down the strip and seeing it on a dyno. Next up, we got Royce Natividad. This guy actually had an FG2 for quite some time on bags. After that, he got an EK hatch that he tracked out. He got everything set up. I think it needs a one or two more things, but he already got it to the track once before, so that's really awesome. And I'm really happy for you that you're not giving up on that car. But in the latest video, he did pick up a brand new S2000. Well, brand new to him, but it is very good. I think it's resprayed white. It looks very nice. It's a pearlescent kind of looking white. So I'm really happy about that. I think you're the only S2000 right now here on YouTube, aside from Phil's 2K. But if you're going along the road of wanting to track the S2000 as well, you're going to have a good time, man. Have fun with that. Following that, we got Del Sol content with Brad from the Old Souls unboxing some SIR rear garnish fillers and a bunch of other stuff he has for the Del Sol. I know for a fact he's been dealing with a lot of stuff with the Nebraska weather and things like that. He actually ended up with a different Del Sol that he had to get rid of, so it's all parting out. This guy has so many parts in the garage right now, so I'm really excited to see him put all those parts to use, finish painting the Del Sol that he has right now. So if you guys are obviously into Del Sols and you're trying to get more of a community going on with him, definitely check out Brad from the Old Souls or head over to oldsouls.com. There is a live forum that is going on right now. On the forum, you can find a bunch of user manuals, body manuals, and everything else you would need to actually make your Del Sol workable. If you need parts, you can know where to find them. There's a lot of information on that site. A long time ago, we had Team Sol Cal, Team Del Sol, and a bunch of other forums that aren't existing anymore. So I get the Del Sol is kind of a niche little world, but I'm happy that Old Souls is trying to keep that alive. I'm definitely on the forum too. All right, guys, and last but not least, we got Just for Fun. If you guys follow this dude on Instagram, you do know that the photography is always off the charts. So I'm really happy to see him making videos on the channel again. And he was out there with the rest of the guys at VTech Club. I think Law Tommy Law was also out there. Tommy's also got a video kind of showing you prepping before they get there. Just for Fun is actually there at Chuck Walla, showing you all the stuff, all the different cars, getting on the track and prep. So if you're into racing and you're into specific Honda racing, that's pretty good. Definitely check out the Just for Fun channel. All right, guys, that's it for this episode of the Honda Recap. But I do want to say, if you're into racing and you're into Formula, definitely check it out this season. Obviously, building engines for the Red Bull team. Verstappen actually took in third place, so Honda is definitely spreading their wings out there in Formula again. I'm super excited. Obviously, I'm a fanboy. I think if you're watching this, we're all a fanboy right now. So it's really awesome to see a Honda engine in a Red Bull car and podiuming in the first Melbourne Grand Prix. So definitely check that stuff out right now. Anyways, guys, that's it for this episode of the Honda Recap. Thank you all for joining me yet again for another episode. If this is the first time you're watching, make sure to hit subscribe, hit that thumbs up and that bell, because we're here every Monday night at 8 p.m. going over everything that's been going on here on YouTube. Absolutely check out hondavlogs.com/shop. Pick yourself up a shirt, a sticker, or anything else you guys need to support the channel. Thank you so much to all of you who have already done so, and I'll check you guys next week. Peace.